If you follow the money in this business, and every pilot should at least glance at it, then you already know the airplane market runs on more than order books. It runs on pricing power. And this week, we got a clean look at exactly that. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower. And this is ATIS, where we take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the person in the left seat. Textron Aviation just posted its second quarter numbers for 2026. Revenue went up, deliveries went down. Both at the same time, let's decode that. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. Textron Aviation is the parent company behind two names, you know, Cold, Cessna, and Beechcraft. That means the Citation Business Jets, the Caravan Turboprops, the King Airline, and yes, the Piston Singles a lot of us learned in. The Skyhawk, the Skylane, the Bonanza. When Textron sneezes, a big slice of general aviation reaches for a tissue. According to reporting from Aerotime, Textron Aviation increased its revenue in the second quarter of 2026, even though it delivered fewer Citation jets than it did a year ago. Read that twice. Fewer airplanes went out the factory doors in Wichita, but more dollars came back in. How does that happen? One word, price. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, so let me fill in the gap. When a manufacturer raises prices faster than its delivery count falls, revenue can climb even as unit volume drops. Each airplane that rolls out simply carries a bigger number on the invoice. Textron has been pushing list prices up across the Citation family for a couple of years now, and the second quarter results show those higher prices doing the heavy lifting. Now, why would jet deliveries slip in the first place? A few reasons tend to cluster together, and I want to be careful here to separate fact from my own read. The fact from Aerotime is that Citation deliveries declined year over year. My interpretation, and I'll flag it as interpretation, is that this fits a pattern the whole industry has been living with. Supply chain friction, skilled labor that is hard to hire and harder to keep, and a backlog so deep that customers are waiting in line regardless of how fast the factory moves. That last point matters. A long backlog is not a weakness. It's a cushion. When a jet maker has orders stacked up years out, it doesn't need to discount to move metal. It can hold firm on price and buyers, mostly corporate flight departments and charter operators, pay it. That's the pricing power we opened with. So let's connect this to you, the person listening, because that's the whole job of this show. This affects you if you fly for a living, or hope to. A healthy, profitable Textron is a Textron that keeps the King Air and Caravan lines humming, keeps spare parts flowing, and keeps investing in the next generation of avionics and airframes. Those turboprops are the backbone of regional charter, medevac, cargo feeder routes, and bush operations. The financial health of the parent company is the quiet foundation under a lot of working aviation jobs. This affects you if you own or rent a Piston Cessna or Beechcraft. Here's the uncomfortable part. The same pricing discipline that lifts jet revenue tends to flow downhill. A brand new Skyhawk today carries a sticker that would have bought you a very nice light twin not so long ago. When the manufacturer learns that buyers will absorb higher prices at the top of the line, that lesson rarely stays at the top of the line. It shapes what the whole catalog costs, and the price of new airplanes sets the floor under the price of used ones. That 30 and 40-year-old trainer on your field is worth what it's worth, partly because a new replacement costs so much more. This affects you if you're shopping the used market right now. Strong new jet pricing and long factory backlogs keep good used aircraft in demand. Because if the factory can't hand you keys for 2 or 3 years, the pre-owned market is where the money goes to wait. That supports resale values on well-maintained airplanes. Good news if you're selling a tougher road if you're buying your first bird. Let me widen the lens for a moment, because Citation deliveries don't move in a vacuum. The business jet segment is one of the most honest economic indicators in all of aviation. Corporations and high-net-worth individuals buy these airplanes when confidence is high and defer them when it isn't. So when Textron holds revenue up on price while volume dips, it tells you something nuanced. Demand is still there. The willingness to pay is still there. But the ability to physically produce and deliver is the bottleneck. That's a very different problem from customers walking away. It's a supply story, not a demand story. And a supply story usually resolves. A demand story is the one that keeps executives awake. There's a workforce angle here too, and it's worth a beat. Building a Citation is not like building a car. It takes highly trained assemblers, inspectors, avionics technicians, and quality staff, many of them clustered in and around Wichita, the self-styled air capital of the world. Every airplane that gets delayed usually traces back somewhere in the chain to a part that showed up late or a skilled hand that wasn't there to install it. If you're a young person weighing an aviation maintenance path or an A&P certificate, Understand that this is the constraint the entire industry is fighting. The demand for the airplanes exists. The people to build and maintain them are the scarce resource. That scarcity is a career opportunity hiding in a quarterly earnings report. Now, a word of caution on how to read numbers like these, because I don't want anyone walking away with the wrong lesson. Higher revenue on fewer deliveries is a good headline for a manufacturer, but it is not a law of physics. Price increases work right up until they don't. There's a ceiling where even a corporate buyer with a healthy balance sheet decides to keep the airplane it has, or shops a competitor. Textron competes with names like Embraer, Gulfstream, Bombardier, and Honda Aircraft, each fighting for the same flight departments. Pricing power is real, but it's rented, not owned. It lasts exactly as long as the backlog in the broader economy let it last. So what should you actually do with all this? Honestly, for most of us, nothing today. This is context, not a call to action, but it's the kind of context that sharpens your judgment. If you're planning an aircraft purchase in the next year or two, factor in that new prices are firm and unlikely to soften while backlogs stay deep. Budget accordingly, and don't wait for a fire sale that the order book says isn't coming. If you're on the maintenance or career side, read the strength in these numbers as a signal that the demand for skilled aviation professionals is structural, not a passing bump. And if you simply love these airplanes, take some quiet satisfaction that the company behind a huge chunk of the fleet is, by this measure, financially healthy. The through line is this. An airplane's price tag isn't just a number on a spec sheet. It's a signal about confidence, scarcity, and where the whole market thinks it's heading. Textron's second quarter told us buyers are still confident, airplanes are still scarce, and the people who build them are more valuable than ever. That's the story behind the story on today's ATIS. My thanks to the team at AeroTime for the reporting that anchored this segment. You can find more of what we do at RadioHanger.com. Keep an eye on the numbers, keep a closer eye on the flying, and I'll have the next headline waiting for you. Tower out.